Hi, thank you for calling Customer Care. My name is Cindy. How can I help you?
Yes, I've seen a withdrawal on my bank account, and I'm not sure what this is.
Okay, I can check and see if we have you in the system. What's your first and last name, please?
Marlene Johnson.
Okay, thank you. One moment, please, if you don't mind.
Okay.
Thank you. And I'm still here. One moment.
Okay.
Okay, thank you so much for holding. I was able to pull up the link and now I just need to check and see if we have you in the system. One moment.
Okay.
Okay, and this is Marlene Johnson.
Yes, ma'am.
Okay, verify for me, please, your address.
886 Hilton Hollow Road, Willis, Virginia, 24380.
Okay, that's the information that I have. And let's see. Looks like you ordered a smartwatch.
No.
And let's see, you paid the $6.97.
Yes, plus it was $71.
Now the $71.48, that sounds like that's for the shopping membership. We were allowed $125 gift card that goes to your email address, which allows you to shop online.
No, I told that lady I didn't want none of that stuff, and she told me I wouldn't get any more bills, and everything was done.
You called in?
Yes, I did, because I told her I did not want that for that price.
Okay, hold on for one moment.
Okay.
Okay, so it is notated. You called in on the 22nd of May, called in to cancel. The representative explained the terms and conditions, and you accepted the discount at 35% off.
Right.
So that's why you were billed, what was it? Let's see. Okay. So you were billed $71.48.
Right.
But I don't know why you were billed. But I don't know why you were billed $109.97.
Well, I don't know either. That's why I'm calling, because I says, wait a minute, this don't sound right. But anyways, yeah, that watch don't even work.
Okay, and I'm sorry to hear that. When you say it doesn't work, what is it not doing?
It's not even turning on.
Okay, I'm so sorry to hear that. I can have that item reshipped.
No, I don't want it.
Okay, one moment.
Okay.
I'm just taking a look at the account. One moment. Now, did you get instructions on, because I'm looking at the instructions on how to operate the watch.
Yes, I had my grandson try it. I've tried it, and I don't know. The watch don't matter. I just want my $109 back.
One moment.
I'll just eat it.
I'm sorry, you said what?
I will just eat the $71 and the watch that doesn't work.
Okay, and I'm just reviewing the account. One moment. Okay, now the system will allow a 35% credit. I can override that and credit 50% back to the account.
Why should I only get 50%?
The most I'm able to refund back would be 75%, because once you're billed, the item is yours to keep.
Mm-hmm. So what does that mean?
It would be 75% of, let me check and see again how much you were billed. 75% of the $109.97.
Well, I guess I'll have to settle for that.
Let's see, hold on for one moment. But you know what? Hold on for one moment. I just need to ask my supervisor a question, because I don't know why you rebuilt the $109.97 if you were given a discount of $71.48. It should be $71.48, not $109.97.
Well, I was already billed the $71, wasn't I?
Mm-hmm. You were billed $71.48. GPS tracking tails. I don't know what that is. Hold on for 1 second. Let's see. Smart band. Okay, I'm going to place you on a brief hold. One moment.
Okay.
Thank you. Okay, so I asked my supervisor a question. In the meantime, because I'm only showing you ordered the smart band watch. Let's see. Your bill 7148. Just don't know what this 109.97. Let's see. 109.97. Okay, hold on for one moment. Okay, so next to the charge is saying it's a smartwatch, $109.97. Let's see, one moment, I'm still reviewing the account. $109.97. Okay, so I'm going to credit 75% of the $71.48. Well, let's see. Should have been. I just don't know. They haven't responded yet. $109.97. Okay, hold on. $109.97. Let me check and see what 35% of that is. One moment.
Okay.
Let's 7149. Let's see. Yep. You know what? So 109.97 is the cost of the watch, and 35% of that is 7149. Mm-hmm. So we billed you 109.97 again, so it should have been 7149, not 109.97. Okay, so then I'll credit 75% of the 7149. Let me check and see what that is. One moment. Let's see.
Where's now, listen, I already paid the 71 something.
Mm-hmm. But it looks like it's recurring. So that's why you were billed 109.97, and it should have been 71.49 because the representative discounted the product at 35% off.
Mm-hmm.
So it should have been 71.49, not the 109.97. So I'm going to credit 75% of this. Oh, no, wait a minute. Okay, so it should have been 71.49. You would be 109.97. Okay, hold on for 1 second. That's what I'll do. You know what? Hold on. I'm just going to refund all of it.
I was going to say, yes.
Because by the time... Yeah, I'll just refund all of it. It was an error. It should have been 71.49.
Well, I already paid that. And the lady said once I paid that would be the end of it. There would be nothing else.
Mm-hmm.
So the 109 should come back to me.
I just voided it out. Hold on for 1 second. And then I'm just going to make updates on the account. Okay, one moment. One moment. Mm-hmm. Okay. Thanks so much for holding. Just had to update the account. The reason I was providing a full refund.
Okay.
Excuse me. So I did refund. I just voided the charge of the 109.97. It's going to go back on the credit card. It's the MasterCard that ends in 3398.
Mm-hmm.
You do want to allow 3 to 5 business days for processing.
Okay.
Okay. I do apologize for the delay, but it just didn't make sense for me to credit just 75% back when you weren't billed the correct amount anyway. So I just refunded it in full.
All right. I appreciate that. Now, next month, I won't
get nothing,
right?
No, I made sure everything was canceled out.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. Okay, you are all set.
Thank you very much. I appreciate
it. Oh, you're welcome. No problem. And thank you for calling customer care.
All righty.
Mm-hmm. Bye-bye.
Bye.